Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Well, good news and bad in the UK about dismissing the police. Now, police numbers are rather low at the moment. That's partly because the who would want to join when you're going to be accused of racialism all the time, and you really just had to be shock troops of the far left with this two-tier policing. You're going to have to harass peaceful protesters to try to defend children. On the other hand, obviously, just mollycoddle terrorists. Now, police officers are reluctant to use force, and that's a good thing. I don't want them brutalizing people, but there are times when they need to use force, and that can even extend as far as killing someone, as they had to do in the case of Chris Carber. Now, I remember the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, it's the London Police, lamenting that he had prevented some police officers interacting with the public. 29 of them on special administrative leave or whatever, or but he couldn't sack them because they had their right to a hearing. It wasn't quite provable they'd committed gross misconduct. But the rules have been changed, and as of next month, and I believe this only applies to South Britain, officers who fail the background checks, they can be dismissed by their police chiefs. That doesn't, I think, automatically mean that they will be dismissed, but the police chief will have the option to do so, which is assumed that they will generally do. It all goes back to this overreaction to the murder committed by Wayne Cousins. Now, of course, murder is the ultimate crime. Wayne Cousins, a police officer, he kidnapped a woman on the spurious context of arresting her over some breach of coronavirus lockdown rules, and then he raped her, he murdered her. It's just sickening, the crime that he committed. He murdered this young woman called Sarah Everard, and because then Cressida Dick, commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, the first woman to hold that post, incidentally, she was pressurized into resigning, as though she'd mishandled, as though it was her fault. It wasn't. There were 30,000 police officers in the Metropolitan Police. This was not foreseeable. It was not preventable. And people said that he had a rather distasteful sobriquet amongst police, as in the rapist, which is rather shocking. We noticed that. There's no suspicion he'd actually committed this. He'd allegedly told some jokes in questionable taste. But it's preposterous to think that you can go from that to assuming he's going to commit kidnap, rape, and murder. So therefore, anyone who's ever told a joke that some may consider unpalatable has to be sacked. It's preposterous. The so-called misogyny in these group chats. I would like to see what that is. Now, misogyny is a real thing. What it's not is cracking a joke or expressing attraction to a woman. But obviously, the feminazis would say it is. So if you say someone's good looking or comment on her appearance, that's so-called misogyny. It's just preposterous. And it's sickening. It's part of this war on male heterosexuality. So the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, she's part of the politically correct brigade, and she is advancing her particularly pernicious form of bigotry, saying restore confidence in policing. Well, I have no confidence in policing, partly because, as I say, it's just all about leftist extremism, and it's all about harassing peaceful protesters, children's saviors, and so forth. It's all about brainwashing people into left wingery. All this sub-Marxist jargon, racist, 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 everyone's sexist, and that kind of stuff. And the reason that we don't have so many police on the streets is partly low numbers, but partly they're wasting their time on going these courses, intellectualizing things, filling out all these forms. Can't completely blame the police. It comes from their political masters and so on, and not actually deterring and detecting crime, which is why shoplifting has mushroomed. Shoplifters know they can do it and get away with it, and they'll be convicted of about 1 in 1,000 offences. If the item purloined is worth less than £200, the police will say, "Do not even bother telling us. If it's £300, we might send you a crime reference number or something like that." So this background check to weed out unsuitable individuals, which is anybody who's not a leftist, can't be allowed in, and things like that. They banned people from joining the police who are in legal political parties, such as the British National Party. Now, the British National Party has some very distasteful views. 20 years ago, they were an openly racist party. Okay, and that is obviously despicable. But they're human beings too, aren't they? And their human rights have been taken away from them. They're not having equal opportunities. And so this shows that how two-tier it is. Now, the BNP is not a right-wing organization. People often say that. It's a left-wing organization. It's against capitalism. It's against, free movements of goods and services and people and so on. It wants high tax, hyper-regulation. Is detestable on all sorts of grounds. But leftists will try and pretend it's a right-wing party when it's certainly not. They certainly don't believe in the free market or equal opportunity, which are right-wing shibboleths. But anyway, the mainstream left, they're never excluded for being communists and things like that. And so it goes on. So you see the other two-tier policing. So they're going to sack even more police officers who did absolutely nothing wrong, with no proof they've done anything wrong at all. So it's going to be very unfair to everybody. So you had better be a commie if you're going to do well in the police. This Women's Aid organization says they're misogynistic attitudes and beliefs that underpin violence against women and girls. Now, misogyny is a real thing, and obviously it is rebarbative. I held no truck with that. But cracking a joke, as I say, saying that somebody is desirable, that's not misogynistic. Racism, doing an impression of somebody's accent is not racist, okay? Every race has accents. People might find accents amusing or just part of entertainment. That's not dehumanizing people, suggesting they're mistreated in any way at all, but supposedly that's racialist these days. And then the police are facilitating real violence against children. I have no confidence in the police. They're police officers who've committed murder, and they will even speak about it publicly, the murder of their own daughters and sons. And there they are with power over everybody else. So the police are facilitating the cruelest form of child abuse and getting away with it. But anybody who would actually try to advocate for human rights, they're to be got rid of. So you can see what a partial organization it is. But the fact that I don't trust the police, they're going to do nothing to try to ensure that those who actually care about liberty and children's rights have a police force that they deserve. So we can't be confident that the police will solve anything, as you know, child abuse is baked into the system. But I would expect no less from Yvette Cooper, trying to make the police a wholly owned subsidiary of the Labour Party, and largely succeeded. As police officers are under 67, they want to be university graduates now, which is preposterous. Not that a degree necessarily means you're remotely intelligent. And they're public sector employees, and they're mostly urban. There's a very, very high chance that they're Labour voters. And surprise, surprise, this political prejudice comes in the way that they execute their duties. And the groups that they choose to discriminate against, those they're going to persecute, unfashionable right-wing groups, whereas they're going to do everything to advance every leftist cause, and wearing the BLM as emblems. And actually, I somewhat agree with BLM. It's true that unarmed black people are sometimes shot dead by the police in the United States. I don't want anyone to be shot dead by the police. I mean, sometimes it's necessary, but they certainly shouldn't be shot dead whilst unarmed. And by the way, carrying guns is lawful in the United States, as gun nuts like to remind us about the second amendment to the US Constitution. And obviously whites are sometimes killed by the police in the USA. But I mean, there was a pattern going on there. But BLM went from that to trying to attempt the erasure of cultural heritage, of removing all these statues, renaming all these places, and anti-white racialism, which is obviously nauseating too. Well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.